Blog Talk Radio.
So, sorry guys, we had some technical difficulty. The call dropped, and so I am calling back. And let me try and recapture my thought. So the thought was that you need to make it a regular part of your schedule that you routinely do, maybe at the same time. Okay, guys, so again, technical difficulties. If this happens again, then I will call in on a landline. I am coming to you from my computer. So anyway, regular part of your schedule. So sorry for the interruption. Let me get my phone handy just in case we drop again. So that's the I'll do it tomorrow excuse. You cannot do it tomorrow. You've got to schedule it and do it. Now, you need to come up with ways to make your diet and fitness convenient, routine, and automatic. Okay, here's another one. I'm too old. So, say you're, you know, more mature and you're older and you haven't exercised in a long time and you're out of shape and feel like you're too old to exercise. Well, here's the thing, guys. You're never too old to start exercising. The research is clear. Exercise will help you live longer with significantly increased mobility and independence. So I know as you get older, significantly older, you will want to still be able to walk around and drive and, you know, be able to do for yourself. Studies show that exercise helps you increase your mobility and your independence. And it's also been shown to improve your mental, your cognitive functions, and prevent diabetes. Even in old age, even if you start old, there's a fabulous woman. She's a bodybuilder. She's probably about 75 now, and she started working out in her 50s. And if you get an opportunity, then I want you to Google her. Her name is Ernestine Shepherd. You can Google her, and she looks fabulous. She's in great shape. And she started in her 50s. So you are never too old to start exercising. So overall, studies show that exercise just helps improve the quality of your life. So try looking for programs that are specifically designed for your age group. Or if you can afford it, hire a trainer who has experience with older clientele. Now, if you hire a trainer, you want to make sure that they're able to modify exercises for older clientele, because as we get older, our muscles just work a little bit differently, and you have to really know what you're doing. So ask some questions and make sure that they're comfortable and knowledgeable, and they have experience with older clientele. Okay, next excuse. And I hear this from my family. So, wait, here's the excuse. It's useless because my genes are working against me. I can't lose weight because I have bad genes. Now, guys, that's really just what we're talking about. That is just an excuse. You can lose weight no matter what your genetic makeup is. is it is very rare that a person can't lose weight and get in some type of reasonable shape for his or her body type. Whatever body type you're in or whatever body type you have, you can get in some kind of reasonable shape for your body type. Now, everybody is not designed to look like Twiggy or tiny or super muscular. So maybe your body type does not support that, but you get in the best shape that you can get into for your body type, and that should be your goal. So again, it's all about you. It's about what you can do, the best that you can do. So you challenge yourself against you, not against Jillian Michaels or Shalene or anybody else. You know, you're working with what you have, your body type, your strengths, your challenges, whatever injuries you have, your inflexibilities or flexibilities. You deal with what you have, and you make yourself the best that you can make you. Okay, next excuse is about cooking. So, you know, when we talk about eating, you know, I get a lot of people who say they, you know, they just grab something on the way home because they're tired and they don't feel like cooking and, you know, they've had a long day and so they just stop by somewhere and grab something just so they can have something to eat. Well, okay, here's my thing on that, guys. Have you heard my crazy dog playing? You know, of course, I got a huge yard, but they want to come play right where I am right now. So that's what the noise is. Anyway, back to cooking. So say you don't have time to go to the store and buy healthy food and cook at home. Or possibly you don't want to. I've got a couple of friends that just claim they don't cook. You can still make some more convenience foods work for you. For instance, if you're going to go to a restaurant, get online, look at the menu, and try and figure out what the healthiest thing you can order there is. Perhaps a salad with some grilled chicken, or maybe a baked potato without the sour cream and all the cheese. Or maybe a sweet potato, some chicken, some broccoli, and a sweet potato, something to that effect. Or maybe you can go to the store and buy some frozen meals. So they have, you know, it's not the best option, guys, but it is far better. It is a far better option than stopping at Mickey D's. There are some great frozen meals now that are lower sodium, lower in fat, decent amount of calories, proportion, protein, fiber, and fat. Kashi is one of them. Let's see. I like South Beach Diet. Lean Cuisine makes one called Spa Meals. The Lean Cuisine Spa Meals are the healthier ones. Someone told me Weight Watchers. I wasn't totally impressed, but still, better option than going through a fast food drive-thru or something. You want to keep your dinner meal to roughly 300 calories, guys, and you want to make sure that there's protein in there. Try and stay away from tons of pasta or white rice. Again, no white bread. White bread is so bad that they compare everything else to white bread. So, yeah. So anyway, you can get some low-calorie, low-fat, low-sodium frozen dinners, and some of them are really good, guys. So you can try that. Or try bulk cooking. Pick a day in the week to fix a whole bunch of, like a week's worth of healthy meals, and package them all up for the week, and then you will have them ready. Usually for me, that day is a weekend day, Saturday or Sunday after church. So there are your options. You do not have to go through fast food. You can get some frozen meals. You can take one day and cook a bunch of meals, package them up, and have them prepared. Again, guys, just takes a little bit of planning. So if you are committed to losing weight and getting more healthy and fit, you're going to have to do a little bit of work, just a little bit. Yeah, four-letter word, work. I know that we don't mind going to our job and work, but we don't want to work for ourselves to make life better for ourselves, which I think is just not right. You know, what's more important than you? What's, you know, more worth working towards than your health and your fitness? So do a little bit of work, a little bit of planning, buy some frozen meals or cook a bunch of meals and package them up. I sometimes will make a big, ginormous pot of soup and package that up and eat that every other day until I run out so I don't get sick of it. I love soup. So there are a lot of ways to get around the convenience, fast food. You know, I have no time, so I'm going to the drive-in. That's not a great option, guys, and you can, I know you can do better than that. All right, here's your next excuse. I really had someone say this to me. You only live once, and I want to enjoy myself. So, yeah. So every time you do this, you go, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to splurge this once. And the truth is that those one-time events just all add up. And even myself, you know, especially in the summer, I have lots of special occasions. I'm getting ready to go to a family reunion. My family's from Louisiana. Everybody cooks everything from scratch. You know, I have lots of weddings and birthdays and just like you guys, baby showers and so forth and so on. And as you guys know, in this country, we celebrate everything around food. If we're celebrating something happy, such as a, you know, a wedding or a housewarming, we celebrate with food. If we're, you know, if we're doing something sad, such as a funeral, it all rotates around food. The kids' school, they do good on their tests. It's a pizza party or cupcakes. There you go. We'll reward everything with food. So, I mean, I have the same problems you guys do. Have lots of special occasions. And I once counted them up, and they came out to more than, like, 50 a year. And so that's a lot of, you know, just this one time that you added up. That's a lot of one time. And if I looked at it in terms of calories, just say each one of those events added 500 calories to my day, multiplied by 60 or 50, I'm sorry, multiplied by 50, well, you can do the math. That's 25,000 calories or about 8 pounds per year if I wasn't keeping up with it or trying to keep it in check. Also, keep in mind the important reason to eat right and move more is to improve your quality of life. So the more you do for your body, the more your body can do for you. So, yeah, you have special events that you're going to. you know, we have 4th of July, we have Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, we have all these holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, and you can do these events, but just kind of pay attention. Don't go crazy on the portions. Maybe start with small portions of everything you like, because you know you're going back to get seconds of the stuff you like. So maybe two small portions would be better than two big, you know, jumbo portions of everything you like. And then if you're working out and eating healthy all the other times, it won't do so much damage, guys. So the important reason to eat right and exercise is to improve your quality of life. So if you keep it up and you're doing more for your body will take care of you. All right? Yes, the dogs are in rare form today. Okay, so I have a cousin who used to walk outside. And so every time that it rained, that would break her cycle of walking, or working out. So it's raining, I can't go for my walk. Well, you know, first of all, you're not made of sugar and you're not going to melt. If you can afford a membership at a gym, that'd be great. You can go there and exercise. Or how about you start acquiring some fitness DVDs, or maybe join Netflix or something like that and rent them from them. Or Netflix is pretty cheap. They're like, what, $8 a month? You can get online and find out which workout DVDs are the best at, like, Fitness Magazine. Go to the mall, if you can, if that fits in your schedule, and walk there. No shopping, just walking. How about considering purchasing a treadmill or an elliptical for your home? Check on eBay to see if you can get a better price, or Craigslist. The new ones, they've come down in price, and a used one is probably much less expensive than you're thinking. And back to the mall. If you go to the mall to walk, just make sure you scurry past the food court. And remember, no shopping. Okay? So if you have any questions, again, the number to call is 323-580-5712. 323-580-5712. If you have any questions or want to share any information about something that has worked for you. So, in my fitness business, a lot of my clients travel. Here's the excuse I hear from them. Well, you know, they can't establish a regular routine because they travel all the time. So, I used to be a corporate event planner, and I traveled all the time. And interestingly enough, if you guys don't know my story, I used to weigh 50 pounds more. And this, when I was a corporate event planner, was the point where I decided to start getting healthier and fit. So, I would travel, and I did conventions and conferences and trade shows, and so I would, first of all, I would try and get a hotel that had a gym. Most hotels have some kind of little fitness facility in them now. I also got some ankle weights, and I did all my walking that wasn't like professional meeting attire, you know, during setup or teardown. I did all my walking, and I wore my ankle weights. or I would get up early in the morning and try, and if I didn't have a fitness facility in my hotel, I would go out and walk in the morning, or I would do tricep dips off of a chair or squats on a chair. So, you know, you sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. You can find a way to get your exercise in if you really want to do it. So you need to try and weave healthy eating and physical activity into your lifestyle. So if you travel, look for the healthy restaurants. Talk to the concierge. Tell them. Then that's going to be easier because you don't have your friends influencing you to go get a Appletini or something, or go to a Mexican restaurant. If you're out of town, talk to your concierge, ask them if they can help find you or if they know of any healthy restaurants. Or if yours doesn't know, check with the concierge at a few of the local hotels to get recommendations. See if the menus are available online and you can kind of figure out what you want to get. You want to, you know, try and include some activity every day and during your traveling trip. If they don't have a fitness facility, maybe they have a nearby walking trail, or maybe there is a local fitness facility close to where you are that will let you come in as a guest and work out for a small fee. Or maybe there are other interesting activities that can require you to move. I don't know. Rock climbing wall, tennis court. Guys, use your imagination, but you can always find a way to move if you want to. Now, here's the other thing. If you can, if your company's budget will allow, see if you can get a room. And healthy meals. You can microwave them. So, sorry guys, this is the worst issue I've ever had with, I've never had this call drop before. But it's dropped 3 times, and I'm just trying to get through this. So there's your excuse for traveling. If you really want to step it up, you can hire a trainer to meet you while you're out of town and train you a couple of sessions if you have the budget to do so. Okay? Okay, here's the next excuse I hear. I just had a baby. So, for the first few months, for the first few years, probably, the challenge of parenting can seem so overwhelming, and, you know, there's so much to do that you eating healthy just may feel like an impossibility, or working out may feel like an impossibility. We'll tell you that if you take time out for yourself to work out, it will absolutely help you with your stress, and just taking that little time out for you will actually make you feel better. You know, you feel like that taking that extra time is just going to add more stress to your life, but actually it's going to make you feel better, and if you eat a little better, it's going to make you feel better. So if you take better care of you, then you will better handle the stresses of parenting, which are numerous. I'm here to tell you. So instead of takeout food and fast food, try preparing some healthy food over the weekend or whenever the baby sleeps and freezing them to reheat later in the week. Again, big pots of soups or casseroles that make multiple meals are great for packing for your work lunch or your school lunch. And again, you can also keep a handy supply of frozen dinners, frozen meals, low calorie frozen meals. So for when you just really don't have any time to cook, look for low sodium. And again, the caloric count should be roughly 300 calories. How about you? I see this all the time. Or, you know, hook up new moms and you guys start a walking club. Or if your child's a little older, do some parent and child activity classes at a community or rec center. Again, you can start an exercise DVD library for when your child is taking a nap and you have a couple of seconds. Yeah, I know you want to take a nap too, but just take a few minutes to do something good for you. Or if you watch TV, take a little bit of that time to march in place or stand up and sit down in a chair several times, like 2 times. Standing also burns more calories than sitting, so maybe you can just stand and watch TV for a little while. All right, so there's the I just had a baby. How about the I'm too tired? So most of my people like, you know, work long hours, and they say that, you know, when they get home, they are too tired to think about working out. Or, you know, if you're like most people, maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Maybe you work hard all day and then, you know, come home and work some more to cook dinner or clean the house or do some more work from work on your home computer, and you don't get enough sleep. Now, research shows that lack of sleep can cause weight gain. I'm going to say that again. Research shows that lack of sleep can cause weight gain by increasing your appetite. And when you're tired, you're less likely to be able to make the healthy food choices. So set up your environment for sleep success. Go to bed earlier and aim for 7 or 8 hours of sleep. Yeah, they always said we need 8 hours of sleep. Aim for 8 hours of sleep. Make sure that the temperature is good for you for bedtime. Some people like it to be cold. Some people like it to be warm. Whatever you like, make sure the temperature is good for you. And maybe it's time to get a new high-quality mattress. So they say you should change your mattress every, 6 years. Have a regular bedtime. So try and go to bed roughly at the same time every night. Do not, if you can, don't watch TV in the bedroom while you're trying to go to sleep. You know, watch your TV when it's time to go to bed. Just turn the TV off and make your sleep environment quiet. So these are things that can help you sleep more soundly. If you do these things and you sleep more soundly, they will help you make better food choices, and which will help you lose weight. So maybe you don't feel motivated, you feel a little lethargic before you work out, but if you get through your workout, you will feel refreshed and energized afterwards. By working out regularly, you will have more energy and feel less lethargic in the long run. Okay? So, again, if you want to call, feel free to call. The number to call is 323-580-5712, 323-580-5712, or you can leave a comment, and I will get back to you on that. So let's recap. I'm going to talk. Habits cemented in that you can maintain for a lifetime. Now, I know that life often intrudes on the best intentions, and before you know it, one skipped workout that you intended to do and didn't have time to do turns into two, and so forth and so on. Your routine entirely. Or maybe even dropped your hope for getting one started. So, we're going to go through the excuses that we all use to avoid exercising and why they don't work for us. Why they shouldn't work for you. Don't let them work for you. Okay, so, the I'm too busy was probably the number one. I'm too busy or I don't have time. And schedules are busy, I promise you, but if something is a priority, and you should absolutely be your priority, for example, maybe the finale of American Idol or Dancing with the Stars, somehow you make the time. I'm just saying. So schedule it into your phone, your PDA, your calendar, your appointment book, whatever it is you use. Again, you want to make it a scheduled appointment the same way you do for a meeting or any other commitment that you have. Make yourself a priority. A committed priority to do something for you. And I guess maybe you can record American Idol and look at it after your workout. Everybody finds time to do the things that they absolutely want to do, the things that are important to them. Nothing should be more important to you than your fitness, your health and fitness, okay? So the next thing we're going to talk about is the I'm too old. Again, no one's too old. It's never too late. No one's too frail. Hopefully, you're not too frail. I'm not going to say no one. There are probably some exceptions to that, but typically speaking, everybody can do something. And exercise can help stave off muscle loss and prevent falls. Again, you know, you might want to look for a trainer who has experience with working with more senior people. So you're never too old. Again, you guys, Google Ernestine Shepherd, bodybuilder at 75, started in her 50s. Okay? Here's an excuse maybe we didn't talk about before. So many people say they hate working out alone because they're not motivated to work alone. And that's understandable, and I absolutely agree. It's more fun to work out with a buddy or a group. So you don't have to work out alone. Find a buddy, and you will be more accountable. They will help you. When you're not feeling motivated to get it back in the game, so the days you're like, nah, I don't feel like it, they'll be going, come on, you've got to go, let's go, and they'll get you up even when you don't feel like it. Or I also hear, you know, none of my friends want to work out with me or we're on different schedules. Okay, guys, find a class. Find a class you can work
find something you like to do, like a dance class at your neighborhood community center or recreation center. They're often very, very, very cheap, and working out in a group is a blast. So find a buddy, find a group. Maybe you can get your significant other to work out with you, and you guys can, you know, get fit and healthy together. My people often tell me that doesn't work, but you know, it's worth a try, and at least worth the suggestion of asking your significant other if you guys want to get on maybe a fun fitness journey together. You can support each other. Another way of bonding, that would be great. Okay, so I also have people who tell me that they don't work out because it's boring. So we're going to go back a step, and I'm going to say the same thing I just said about the last excuse, which was I don't like to work out alone. The best way to avoid being bored is to find something that you like. So if you're not a runner, which I'm not, don't run. You can go biking. Maybe you can take some boxing classes, some dancing classes, some tennis classes, kickboxing. I don't know, a weight class, cycling class, a yoga class, Pilates, whatever, you know, flip to switch. And it'd be much better if you find something that you love. Find something that you love, and of course you'll enjoy going to do it. And that'll motivate you to go do it. Find a group and bond with the group, and then you'll want to go even more because it'll become like a little social event. You'll go and say hi to all your exercise buddies. You guys will work out together and talk about what a great class that was afterwards. And once you find something that you enjoy, make those classes a part of your schedule, because if you enjoy it, it'll keep your interest and you will keep going back with no hesitation. Okay, so that's the it's boring. Okay, and then there's the parents that have problems because they need to work around their kids' schedule. So work around your kids' schedule as best you can. Wake up a little before they do, and walk your dog. And that may not sound so appealing, but many parents say it's the only time that they can be sure that they'll get uninterrupted time to work out. And some, then you'll have some much-needed alone time, time that you can think and plan and just relax, or maybe just relax your mind from dealing with the kids. Or here's another suggestion. Maybe you incorporate the kids into your working out by walking or biking or playing ball or frisbee with them or some other outdoor game, maybe flying a kite, which I don't see people do much anymore, maybe walking your dog together. Maybe you want to incorporate them in and make it a healthy family activity. So I have a cousin who has started a health and fitness journey, and she has a 7-year-old daughter who she asked to help her with her working out. And her 7-year-old said she was going to be her coach. And I told her, you know, to tell her daughter to plan something, you know, whatever time they want to plan it on whatever day, so like, say, 3 days a week, at a specific time, plan a some active activity with your daughter. And her daughter will definitely keep her accountable because, you know, kids do not forget anything. So if you tell your child, yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are going to go play softball in the park at 6 o'clock.
when you come home from work or whatever, or what, you know, if they can tell time, they're going to be, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they're going to be asking you or telling you, you know, you said we were going to play ball today. So kids can be a great accountability partner. So go ahead and use them for that, and then you guys can stay active together. Now, in our society, because we do not take the best care of ourselves, oftentimes we have injuries. We have knee injuries or back injuries. And I have a lot of people with lower back injuries, so they're like, they don't want to do anything. They're afraid they're going to hurt their back or hurt their knee. So let's talk about back injuries. Rather than just sitting, which is going to make it worse, A, because you're not making it any stronger. B, because you've got everything just like compressed there. Get to moving. Regular activity is a great way to treat and help prevent common lower back pain. So the stronger you make your back, the better it'll be for you. Your spine has to survive you a lifetime. So you want to make it as strong as possible. The key to a strong back is a strong core and strengthening your back muscle. And other than that, talk to your doctor or physical therapist or chiropractor, maybe about specific stretches or exercises that you should do if you have back problems or can do to strengthen your back. And they will be happy to provide those for you. Okay, so if you have a bad back, don't just sit around and say, I can't work out because my back is bad. Okay, I get this one a lot, believe it or not, I'm too fat. So, you know, as we age, we pick up extra pounds, and in our society, because we eat this highly processed food, we often gain a lot of excess weight because we're not thinking about our food choices, and we just basically, and we're not thinking about our portions. We just basically eat whatever we want and whatever portions. Restaurants give you way too much food, and we just sit there and eat it. So, you know, we gain a bunch of extra pounds, but extra pounds are not an excuse for not exercising. Just be sure if you are older or you weigh more to start gradually walking, swimming, biking, and other exercises that don't involve a lot of, you know, pounding of the joints, a lot of stress on the joints or impact on the joints are best. Again, we're talking, if you're talking classes, aqua classes are great if you're overweight because water exercises are very low impact for your joints. But like I said, you can do something as simple as walking. It does not require any specialized knowledge or any expensive equipment. Anybody can do it. It's available anywhere, anytime. So no excuse if you're overweight. You can start by walking. Now, exercising is not a free pass to eat more. So honestly, I have people, we, you know, work out, we burn a bunch of calories, and they're like, on a Saturday morning, and they're like, oh, yeah, I burned, you know, 700 calories. I can go get pizza. No, that's not the way it works because our body needs good nutrients, and we're exercising and burning the calories, but you want to still keep your eating under control. And many people don't even realize how many calories they should actually be eating because we're so used to just eating whatever we want, whenever we want, or how to balance how many calories they eat as opposed to how many calories they burn off when they exercise. There are lots of
website. I suggest you guys start journaling. These journal websites, fitness journals, will give you guidelines to how many calories you should shoot for. Many of them break it down into food groups, and grams of protein, and I mean, there's a lot of information out there, guys. If journaling does help keep you accountable, so I recommend it highly. There's no shortage of them. Spark people, Live Strong, many online fitness journals are available free, and many have mobile phone apps for you to use. Okay, so then there are the people that are like, oh, well, I'm already thin. Well, being thin is definitely associated with better health, but exercise has other benefits that you can't get just by keeping your weight down. So exercising is not just about weight loss. And even if you're in a healthy weight range, you still may have an excess percentage of body fat. Researchers call it TOFI, thin outside, fat inside, or we call it in my industry skinny fat. So you still want to have an ample amount of muscle mass, and you still want to stay mobile and flexible. So everybody should work out. Some people, here's the next excuse, don't like to go to the gym. Plenty for options for people who don't have the time, money, or really want to go to the gym. You can work out outside. You can work out in your house. Like I said, there are rec centers and community centers which provide classes to help you. So, guys, this again is just an excuse. There's also, I also have people who have arthritis. These are like the people with back pain. Actually, arthritis sufferers are much helped by exercise. So if you're arthritic, you're not exempt from exercise. Strengthening, stretching, and cardio can build your muscles and remove strain from your joints, and it also helps keep the excess weight off of your joints that can make your symptoms more painful. So doctors recommend that if you have arthritis, that exercise is one of the best things that you can do. People with arthritis, cancer survivors, stroke victims, Parkinson's patients, and mentally ill, should you talk to your doctor about how to start and maintain an exercise routine, or if there's anything that you should not do. But exercise helps most of these conditions. Okay? So it's almost time for me to wrap up. If you have any questions, my website is on the title page, website, blog site. You know, if you want to reach me, ask me any questions, share any information with me, yeah, all my contact information is there. You guys, sorry for the allergy voice and the playful dogs and the cutting off of the system several times, but I appreciate your patience, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. So from Miss FitPro, I'm going to sign off, and you want to use what you have, take what you've got, and do what you can, and I hope you guys have a happy, healthy day.